WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. It's your girl Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Calm. Now, before we dive into today's topic on conditional self-love and acceptance, tell me something. Ever scrolled through social media and felt a little less than? Like everyone else is living their best life while you're over here juggling laundry and surviving on coffee fumes. I get it, trust me. It happens to the best of us. But here's the thing. That curated online world is just a highlight reel, not the whole story. And focusing on what you lack can leave you feeling drained, insecure, and frankly, a little lost. So today, we're flipping the script and talking about how to cultivate genuine self-love, the kind that doesn't depend on external validation or achieving some imaginary standard of perfection. Ready to unlock the power of unconditional love for yourself? Let's go. First up, understand this. You are worthy, just as you are. Period. No buts, no ifs, ands, or maybes. This isn't about being arrogant or ignoring your flaws, it's about recognizing that your inherent value isn't tied to your accomplishments, appearances, or anyone else's opinion. Think of it like this. You wouldn't judge a beautiful sunset for having clouds, right? Clouds are part of what makes sunsets so captivating. Same goes for you. Your quirks, imperfections, and even your past mistakes are all part of the intricate tapestry that makes you uniquely you. Next, let's talk about self-compassion. We're way too hard on ourselves sometimes, right? Picture this. You mess up a presentation, trip and spill your coffee, or just have a seriously bad hair day. Instead of berating yourself with a litany of should-haves and could-have-dones, try treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer to a dear friend going through a similar situation. Remember that voice in your head? The one constantly criticizing and judging. Time to reprogram it. Start by noticing those negative thoughts, then gently challenge them. Would you say those things to someone you love? Probably not, right? So why say them to yourself? Instead, try replacing those critical voices with encouraging affirmations. Ever heard the phrase, practice makes progress? It's true for everything in life, including self-love. It takes time and effort to shift your mindset and cultivate genuine acceptance. Start small. Do something kind for yourself every day, even if it's just taking a few minutes to relax with a good book or enjoying a cup of tea. And finally, remember that you are not alone in this journey. We all struggle with self-doubt and insecurity at times. Surround yourself with supportive people who lift you up and celebrate your wins, big or small. Now, let's bring it down to earth with a real-life example. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant artist who constantly compares herself to other artists on social media. She feels inadequate, her work lacking compared to the seemingly effortless masterpieces others create. This comparison trap is a common pitfall, but Sarah can choose to break free. She could start by focusing on her own unique style and celebrating her individual progress. Instead of scrolling through Instagram for hours, she could dedicate that time to creating art that genuinely speaks to her soul. And instead of comparing herself to others, she could seek out the support of a community of fellow artists to encourage and inspire each other. So remember, friends, self-love isn't about being perfect, it's about embracing your authentic self, flaws and all. It's about treating yourself with kindness, understanding, and unwavering support. Today's key takeaways are simple yet powerful. You are worthy just as you are. Practice self-compassion, reprogram those negative voices, celebrate progress, not perfection, and remember that you're never alone in this journey. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on unconditional self-love? Share your stories, insights, and struggles in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes of Stoic Calm. Until next time, stay calm, stay kind, and remember you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.